Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks and praise today to encounter your holy gospel and your holy scriptures. May we, O Lord, feel the movement of your Spirit throughout all our service today. And may these words that I speak indeed be inspired by you and not my own. We give you all praise and thanks, Lord. Thank you for this moment of quiet and contemplation in our week of busyness and noise. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Well, the psalmist and Solomon talk a lot about the dilemma that we often think about, and that is, why do the wicked prosper? Why don't they get what's coming to them now? You know, why does so much injustice exist? In Psalm 37, verse 7, it says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes." You know, in today's parable, notice that the weeds grow alongside the wheat, right? They're not picked up and plucked out immediately. Notice, too, that the owner doesn't see this as a real cause for concern. The servants of the owner do, and I think they voice kind of how we feel about injustice and the wickedness that we see. They come to him and say, "Lord, did you plant? I thought you planted good seed, you know, in this field. What's going on with this?" And he calmly says, "An enemy did this." And they said, "Well, do you want us to go and pluck it out and rid the field of the weeds?" And he just calmly says, in a matter-of-fact way, "No. Let them grow alongside until the harvest. And then, when the harvest is ready, you can pluck up the weeds and bind them and put the wheat in the barn." There is a weed that grows in the Middle East called darnel. And when it sprouts up, it looks almost exactly like wheat. And also, as it sprouts, its roots intertwine with the roots of plants around it. And so we think this is the type of weed that Jesus is talking about in today's gospel. And you could see how you couldn't tell which was which if you went to weed them out, because they look so much alike. Until the harvest, then at that point, when they're mature, you can tell the difference. And you wouldn't want to pluck them up right away, because as Jesus says, you would uproot the wheat with them because their roots are intertwined. And so this becomes a metaphor for how God is going to do things in this life and in this world. And it's not exactly the way we would want it done, right? In Matthew 5, verse 45, Jesus confirms what he's saying, I think, in this parable when he teaches this in the Sermon on the Mount. He causes his son, S-U-N, he causes his son to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. That's another way of saying that good things are going to happen for bad people, and bad things are going to happen for good people. The thing that really spoke to me in today's gospel, a couple themes. One is the importance of time. I really think time is important in this parable. In verse 30, Jesus says, "Let them both grow together until. And that until is a time word. Until harvest. And then the other important theme, I think, is the end. In verse 39, basically, we don't always get this special interpretation from Jesus. This parable, you know, usually that's what us preachers do, right? Is we try to unravel these parables because Jesus usually doesn't explain them. In today's gospel, he does. And he says that the harvest is the end of the age in verse 39. So he tells us what that means. For us, we can't get past the same question we come back to again. But what about the injustice? Why are you doing that this, you know, this way, Lord? There was a guy named Dave, and he was only 50 years old. But he had multiple sclerosis, and he had to go to a nursing home at such a young age. And he was a lover of foods like pizza and Mexican. And he drank strong coffee all day. And when he got to the nursing home, he had Jell-O, right? And meatloaf. And weak decaf. And he complained to the administrator, "Look, you know, I love all these foods. Can we improve the menu? Can we do something different than these bland staples that I get every day for my meals?" And the administrator, in a sense, said in a kind way, "What do you expect? Most of the people in here are 20 or 30 years older than you and don't have many teeth left to chew." And I think in a way this story helps give light to what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel and in his Sermon on the Mount about it raining on the righteous and the unrighteous. Just like the meals that he got and didn't like in the nursing home, he got those not because of some sort of person trying to spite him. He got it because that's the way a nursing home is. And in some ways in this life, we get rained on because that's the way this world is. The weeds and the wheat grow together. Until, and don't forget that until. And I think we need to hang on to that word. I think this passage revolves around and turns, at least it did for me this week, on that word. Until the harvest. You know, as those of us who have been made wheat by a generous farm owner or sower, we need to hold on to hope. You know, when you think about, again, our two themes, time, that's the holding on part. Sometimes for a very long time, we need to hold on for a very long time. And then we think about the end, that's the hope part. Because Jesus is coming at the proper time, not on our timing, but when the Father determines to bring the wheat into the barn. A metaphor for going to heaven. But we'd still come back to that question, what about the injustice, Lord? What about that? It's hard for us to let go of that as things happen to us. And the perplexities of this life confound us. There was a man who stopped by his pastor's house and said, "Hey, go for a drive for me in the country. Go for a drive with me in the country." And so the pastor got on his coat and his hat, and they went for a drive. And he talked about the beauty of the view out the window, the beautiful farm fields, etc., etc. And they come to a kind of a precipice, an overlooking point where you could see the town. And the pastor turns to him and says, "You didn't bring me on this drive just to see the pretty sights, did you?" And he says, "No, I just found out that I have cancer. And now all these things that you say to us every week, I got to figure out if I really believe them or not as I enter into this time of wrestling with the perplexities of life that have come to descend upon me in the cancer that I now have." And so in some ways, you know, all the sermons that we hear and all the Bible studies that we do and the readings and the devotions, all those are preparations, in a way, for the trials and the sufferings that we face in this life. And I think that today's gospel and Jesus comes to say to us to hold on to hope during this time of rain, if you will, in your life. In this time of weeds that might be growing in your field. You know, the weeds are living on borrowed time, right? Because the weeds are banking on the fact that the sower won't go through with the harvest. That the sower won't pluck them up. You know, it's been a long time. He's let them grow this long, maybe forever. But they're working on borrowed time and false hopes. And the wheat is working on eternal time and true hope. Defiant hope, sometimes, in the midst of the things that we face. I want you to remember the words of the vineyard or the field owner today, the farm owner. Who simply says things in quiet confidence. If you look back again at the gospel and you look at the things that the servant says, even though you don't see exclamation points there, you can see the questions. You can see the urgency and the anger, in a way, at what has happened with this enemy coming in and sowing weeds in the wheat field. And the, you know, confoundity of all that. And then, but look at the owner's words again. It's very calm in his responses. "An enemy has done this. Should we go pluck them up?" "No. Let them grow together for now. And then, until the harvest. And then when that time has come," that's a phrase in there. When that time has come, we see that time theme again. "Then we will pluck up the weeds and we will bind the weeds and put it into the barn and the weeds will be burned." Hold on to hope. So when you're beaten down because of the injustices that happen in this world and that we hear every night on the news or read in the newspaper, or because of your own trials that you suffer, be it cancer, or illness, or things that are unknown that are going on medically, what have you. When you see the wicked prospering and doing well, hold on to hope until the harvest. Hold on to hope. You know, in the children's sermon, we talk about the bridge of sighs. And those prisoners that had that last glimpse of the beautiful sunset in Paris before they, as they crossed that bridge with the windows and then went down into the darkness, never to see the light of day again in this life. And that's the key. Even they hold on to hope because Christ is coming again. And Christ is going to make things right. and he's going to do the harvest. And he's going to gather the wheat into the barn. I want to close today with a psalm that I think really puts into words better than I can what I'm trying to say today. This is Psalm 31, and it's verses 23 and 24. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all who hope in the Lord. Amen.